Hello, friends and neighbors. This is Pastor Mike. And I thought, just in case you don't feel safe and don't want to get out, that I would record a little time of prayer with you, that you can kind of join me in prayer and we can be in prayer together for those that are affected by not only extreme weather here in our area, but also in other places. So when I look for services of prayer, I oftentimes borrow from other traditions, and this comes to us from our brothers and sisters just up the street at the Episcopal Church. So this is the morning office. They use the word office because it indicates work, that our prayer is our work as Christians. That's what we're to be busy doing. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Dearly beloved, we've come together in the presence of Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, to set forth His praise, to hear His holy word, and to ask for ourselves and on behalf of others those things that are necessary for our life and our salvation. And so that we may prepare ourselves in heart and mind to worship God, let us kneel in silence, and with penitent and obedient hearts, let us confess our sins that we may obtain forgiveness by God's infinite goodness and mercy. Let us pray. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent for the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ. Have mercy and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways in the glory of your holy name. Amen. And from Psalm 95, come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and raise a loud shout to him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hands are the caverns of the earth, and the heights of the hills are his also. The sea is his, for he made it, and his hands have molded the dry land. Come, let us bow down and bend the knee and kneel before the Lord our Maker. For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Oh, that today you would hearken to his voice. We turn to the readings of the day. The first reading is from Psalm 63, verses 1 through 8. And this is from the Psalter in the Book of Common Prayer, so it sounds a little different. Listen now for a word from God. O God, you are my God. Eagerly I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh faints for you, as in a barren and dry land where there is no water. Therefore I have gazed upon you in your holy place, that I might behold your power and your glory. For your loving kindness is better than life itself. My lips shall give you praise. So will I bless you as long as I live, and lift up my hands in your name. My soul is content, as with marrow and fatness. My mouth praises you with joyful lips. When I remember you upon my bed, and meditate on you in the night watches, you have been my helper, and under the shadow of your wings I will rejoice. My soul clings to you. Your right hand holds me fast. The word of the Lord. The daily lectionary has at least three readings each day. There's a psalm reading, which we just read. This is the daily lectionary for Sunday. This is from the first book of the Kings. When Rehoboam came to Jerusalem, he assembled all the house of Judah and the tribe of Benjamin, 180,000 chosen troops to fight against the house of Israel, to restore the kingdom to Rehoboam, son of Solomon. But the word of the Lord came to Shemaiah, the man of God. Say to King Rehoboam of Judah, son of Solomon, and to all the house of Judah and Benjamin, and to the rest of the people, thus says the Lord, you shall not go up or fight against your kindred, the people of Israel. Let everyone go home, for this thing is from me. So they heeded the word of the Lord and went home again, according to the word of the Lord. Then Jeroboam built Shechem in the hill country of Ephraim and resided there. He went out from there and built Penuel. Then Jeroboam said to himself, now the kingdom may well revert to the house of David. If this people continues to go up to offer sacrifices in the house of the Lord at Jerusalem, the heart of this people will turn again to their master, King Jeroboam of Judah. They will kill me and return to King Rehoboam of Judah. So the king took counsel and made 2 calves of gold. He said to the people, you have gone up to Jerusalem long enough. Here are your gods, O Israel, who brought you up out of the land of Egypt. He set one in Bethel, and the other he put in Dan. And this thing became a sin, for the people went to worship before the one at Bethel and before the other as far as Dan. He also made houses on high places and appointed priests from among all the people, who were not Levites. Jeroboam appointed a festival on the 15th day of the 8th month, like the festival that was in Judah, and he offered sacrifices on the altar. So he did in Bethel, sacrificing to the calves that he had made. And he placed in Bethel the priests of the high places that he had made. He went up to the altar that he had made in Bethel on the 15th day in the 8th month, in the month that he alone had devised. He appointed a festival for the people of Israel, and he went up to that altar to offer incense. The word of the Lord. Also, a reading from the Acts of the Apostles. The council called Peter and John and charged them not to speak or teach at all in the name of Jesus. But Peter and John answered them, whether it is right in God's sight to listen to you rather than to God, you must judge. For we cannot keep from speaking about what we have seen and heard. After threatening them again, they let them go, finding no way to punish them because of the people. For all of them praised God for what had happened. For the man on whom this sign of healing had been performed was more than 40 years old. After they were released, they went to their friends and reported what the chief priest and the elders had said to them. When they heard it, they raised their voices together to God and said, Sovereign Lord, who made the heaven and the earth, the sea and everything in them, it is you who said by the Holy Spirit through our ancestor David, your servant, why did the Gentiles rage and the peoples imagine vain things? The kings of the earth took their stand and the rulers have gathered together against the Lord and against his Messiah. For in this city, in fact, both Herod and Pontius Pilate, with the Gentiles and the peoples of Israel, gathered together against your holy servant Jesus, whom you anointed, to do whatever your hand and your plan had predestined to take place. And now, Lord, look at their threats, and grant to your servants to speak your word with all boldness, while you stretch out your hand to heal, and signs and wonders are performed through the name of your holy servant Jesus. When they had prayed, the place in which they were gathered together was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and spoke the word of God with boldness. The word of the Lord. And also a reading from the Gospel according to John. The Jews took up stones again to stone Jesus. He replied, I have shown you many good works from the Father. For which of these are you going to stone me? The Jews answered, It is not for a good work that we are going to stone you, but for blasphemy, because you, though only a human being, are making yourself God. Jesus answered, Is it not written in your law, I said, you are gods? If those to whom the word of God came were called gods, and the scripture cannot be annulled, Can you say that the one whom the Father has sanctified and sent into the world is blaspheming because I said I am God's Son? If I am not doing the works of my Father, then do not believe me. But if I do them, even though you do not believe me, believe the works, so that you may know and understand that the Father is in me and I am in the Father. Then they tried to arrest him again, but he escaped from their hands. He went away again across the Jordan to the place where John had been baptizing earlier, and he remained there. Many came to him, and they were saying, John performed no sign, but everything that John said about this man was true. And many believed in him there. The word of the Lord. Sometimes the daily lectionary readings all seem to go in lots of different directions, but today there's a little bit of a, I don't know, kind of an intersection between these readings. John talks a little bit about who Jesus is, the works that he does, and how that shows us that he is in the Father and the Father is in him. The reading from the Acts of the Apostles is a wonderful prayer to God, and it's also a testimony that the apostles were witnessing to all that Christ had done in their life and continued to do in their life after the resurrection by the power of the Holy Spirit. Where's that great line? Let me see. Yeah, we cannot keep from speaking about what we have seen and heard. That's it. We cannot keep from speaking about what we have seen and heard. Makes us think of that song, How Can I Keep From Singing? And then the first reading, of course, about Jeroboam, is it Jeroboam? Who puts up the, it's either Jeroboam or Rehoboam, who puts up the two calves, one in Bethel and one in Dan. This is not a good thing. So where do we put our faith? Does our faith rest in all that we do and all our preparations? Certainly we do make preparations and we do work hard, but our faith is not in that. It's not in something exterior, but our faith is in God, all that God does through his Son, Jesus Christ, and the power of the Holy Spirit. And just like Peter and John, we cannot keep from speaking about what we have seen and about what we have heard. And each of us has a unique testimony, a unique witness to the power of the Holy Spirit that has shaken the foundations of our own lives. And that power has shaken the foundations in a really good way, because oftentimes our lives are not founded on something substantial. Our lives are founded on something else, maybe egotism or what we've done. But let's not let that be the last word. Let's instead focus on the power of the Holy Spirit that shakes the foundations and shows us a more sure foundation, Christ the Lord. For that, we can say thanks be to God. Oftentimes, morning prayer after the readings has a canticle, oftentimes taken from Luke. This is the Song of Mary from Luke chapter 1. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day forth, all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich empty away. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered the promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. Glory be to the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, as it was before, is now, and evermore. Amen. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Save your people, O Lord, and bless your inheritance. Govern and uphold them now and always. Day by day we bless you. We praise your name forever. Lord, keep us from all sin today. Have mercy on us, Lord. Have mercy. Lord, show us your love and your mercy. For we put our trust in you, and you, Lord, is our hope, and we shall never hope in vain. Lord God, you make us glad with the weekly remembrance of the glorious resurrection of your Son, our Lord. So give us this day such blessing through our worship of you, that the week to come may be spent in your favor, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Almighty God, you have given us grace at this time with one accord to make our common supplication to you. And you've promised through your well-beloved Son that when two or three are gathered together in his name, you will be in the midst of them. And so we pray, fulfill now, Lord, our desires and our petitions, as may be best for us, granting us in this world knowledge of your truth, and in the age to come, life everlasting. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God. May the God of hope fill us with all joy and peace in believing through the power of the Holy Spirit, today and tomorrow and forever.